Trips for Kids is a program with the Southeast Conservation Corps that teaches inner-city children bicycle safety and how to ride trails with mountain bikes. I'm speaking with Brenna Kelly and Courtney Mild about the program that recently graduated their fall class. In the past, we've talked about the Southeast Conservation Corps and everything it does with local parks and being outdoors with the National Military Parks, National Park Trails, and all that. But this program is working with children one-on-one to learn how to use some of those trails in a very productive way. Tell me about the bike program.
We are actually a local chapter of a national program called Trips for Kids. And so we are Trips for Kids Chattanooga. And what we do is try to have, I would guess, like one or two kind of sessions a year where we engage elementary or middle school aged kids primarily in a long-term mountain bike and service program. And at the end of that program, after showing up and participating for 90% of the rides in the service projects, they earn their own bike, helmet, and lock.
Courtney Mild, you work directly with the kids as a volunteer. How long have you been doing that?
I've been volunteering with the program since the second year that it was around, starting out with a program that was led through the SECC office, bringing in several kids from different neighborhoods, a lot of them from that Hill City neighborhood where the office is located, but really a chance to bring kids together and get them to meet when they might not have had that opportunity before. And then last year, I volunteered with a program that was with the Eastlake Academy, so working with middle school students. And then this is my third year with Eastside Elementary.
When these children first go out and learn to ride the bicycle safely, because we are talking mountain bikes, we're not talking just riding on paved streets. We're talking going out in the wild. And for some of these children, that's probably a new thing.
I think for some of them, most of them, at least on our end, we ask that kids at least know how to be on a bicycle. So they have experience riding around their neighborhoods. And what, you know, our great volunteers like Courtney do is walk them through a progressive skills program. So they'll start with a bike rodeo in a large parking lot, and then they kind of gradually work up to riding the neighborhood streets in Hill City and how to signal and announce when cars are in front of them or behind them. Then they kind of work up to Coolidge Park and then the Hardy Guild Trail and then Stringer's Ridge. And if people are really progressing and we have enough time, because weather didn't kind of stifle our adventures, we make it to Raccoon Mountain. but sometimes that takes a little while and it just requires a different skill set and experience. So the idea is that, you know, our mentors like Courtney can teach these kids how to prepare to be on a mountain bike and navigate their way through the city streets to get to those mountain bike trails safely in a very progressive manner. And that's why the programs are about 4 to 5 months long.
It is great that we have that mix, because we're teaching them how to signal, how to behave in traffic, because a lot of the kids will be using the bikes primarily getting around their neighborhoods after the program. Hopefully they will get the opportunity to go see the trails again. But a lot of times they'll be actually riding the bikes to the trails on those city streets. So it's great that they get to learn both sides, both behaving in traffic and then how to navigate around trees and rocks.
We asked some of the children what they learned in the program.
That it's awesome when you're going to learn adventure and a lot of new stuff.
When you go up hills, you got to stand on the bike and put your body towards the handles.
About my bikes, how to fix them, how to learn about bikes.
And what was your favorite part?
My favorite part of bike club is when we go up and down hills of mountains.
We went to up the hills and down hills.
Going up hills and going up trails.
My favorite part is like we're going down the hill.
Going super fast.
My favorite thing about bike club is riding the bike.
What would you tell your friends about Trips for Kids?
I will tell a friend, like, if they were in the school, wherever the next school, I tell them to go there because the bike club is really fun, and I recommend to go there because I enjoyed it, so they might too.
It would be exciting for you to come.
It's cool.
If you can participate, you might learn something new.
When they start the program, do they know that they're going to end up with a bicycle?
We're pretty explicit about it. It's definitely an incentive, probably for a lot of them to show up after school or on a Saturday morning. And we don't want to show them this really fun, awesome recreation that they can do in Chattanooga for 4 months and then have them leave the program and have no way to continue it. So the hope is that, you know, they will continue to ride their bicycle after the program. And then just have a sense of ownership. I mean, they put in a lot of time and effort riding and meeting with us and doing, you know, some service programs. And so at the end of the program, they can look back and kind of give themselves a pat on the back and be really proud of something that they earned themselves, which is really an empowering feeling.
We did have one student who didn't earn a bike this time because he missed two sessions and you were only allowed to miss one. And he had the opportunity to write a paper to make up for that. But he told his teacher, who was our liaison with the school, that he was just doing it for the experience and he already had a bicycle. So he still came to graduation and was happy for the opportunity.
When you talk about service, what type of service projects are the students involved with?
They're fairly introductory and simple. They are definitely fighting the good fight against a lot of invasive species like privet and kudzu. Bush honeysuckle. We had a harder time this year just because of all the rain in the fall. And before we give the kids their earned bikes, we really want them to know how to be on them safely. So for this particular program, it was the first time that we focused mostly on the bicycle riding. But in the past, whether we've partnered with schools, nonprofits, or ran the program out of our own office, we've had the kids work pretty closely with some of the volunteers at Stringer's Ridge, at Lula Lake, and at the Chattanooga Arboretum, especially our first season, like 2.5 years ago, working on really just kind of attacking the invasive species. And there's a small hope that I have that, you know, some of these young people and students will kind of get to know SECC, Southeast Conservation Corps, on a larger scale and see it as an avenue for future employment and, you know, education, awards, scholarships for school, and can kind of see a pathway and a progression to kind of learn, grow, empower themselves, and give back to their communities.
Last year, one of our service days with East Lake Academy was going to Crabtree Farms and helping them to weed the blueberries and plant some lettuce. And that was a neat opportunity because we were able to take a ride to Crabtree Farms, and it was within 0.5 mile of the school. And none of the kids had ever been there or knew that it was in their neighborhood.
So how does one participate in this? And when is the next group?
We're not sure when the next group is. We've been kind of historically doing like a early spring through early summer program and then a fall program. The winter's kind of hard just because of the wintry mix. Although it doesn't snow here a lot, it's cold and unpleasant and wet. So we try to stay away from that time frame. And what we do is look for partnerships with schools like East Side Elementary, East Lake Academy, or two schools that we've partnered with. We've also been fortunate to partner with the Lookout Mountain Conservancy and the good work that Robin Carlton does with Howard students. So we had a partnership through that nonprofit and school. And we've also run about 3 programs just out of our office. So whether we decide to partner with a school or a nonprofit or run it out of our office, we have an application process. It's really simple. We just ask like 3 short essay questions and find out their skill level and experience. And by and large, if the youth show an interest and they fill the application out and seem really sincerely interested in being in the program and having the opportunity, then they get in the program. It's not super intense application process. And we can have anywhere from, I would say, 6 to 10 spots open, depending on how our funding is and who our partner is and transportation, all the logistics that go into it.
Where can you find more information?
On our website, www.southeastconservationcorps.org. And there is a tab at the top that talks about just our programs. And Trips for Kids Chattanooga is one of those. And then we have a Facebook site as well. If you search for Trips for Kids Chattanooga, you would find the program.
I think one of the best things about the program is just the opportunity to introduce the kids to what's in their backyard. For many of them, it was their first time visiting the Chickamauga battlefield or for some of them even riding across the Walnut Street Bridge. So it's a really special opportunity to introduce them to these treasures and tell them, this is yours. You own this. We own this. This is public land, and you're welcome to come here and experience it anytime you want.
I think that's a good point. By and large, you know, we look to work with young people and students that aren't exposed to these places through their everyday life or their families or their community. Maybe might not be so fortunate to already own a mountain bike or know people that do that or have transportation to do that. And there have been many times that I know myself and Courtney and their volunteers have been like, no, this is your land. Like, this is National Park Service land. And it just kind of blows their mind, that concept, that it's theirs for enjoyment and recreation and solitude and peace and preservation, all those good things. So just even some of those basic ideas of sharing their public space with them is really impactful for them, I think.
For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.